Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 9th, Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the English Standard Version and we are picking up in the book of Acts. Yes, Acts chapter 3 verses 11 through 26 today. We're taking a little bit of a slower ride through Scripture. And hopefully we'll have time to internalize the book of Acts and contemplate the Holy Spirit's power in the first church and also the Holy Spirit's power in us as believers in the church now. And so today's passage is about Peter speaking at Solomon's portico. After the lame man has been healed, a crowd gathers because they see this man whom they had seen for years and years at the temple gates, walking around, and they want to know what's up. And so Peter gets the opportunity to share about Jesus Christ and his love and his power. Starting in verse 11, while he clung to Peter, that was the man who was born lame, and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health, in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to the prophet shall be destroyed from the people." And all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and those who came after him, also proclaimed these days, "You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Talk about a piercing message from Peter, who tells the people that they are the ones who killed the author of life. But before we get too haughty, we all know that we share in the condemnation that should be for those who have sinned, and we are a part of that humanity. The term author of life struck me. Peter is making a theological statement here. He's saying Jesus, who came in the form of flesh, who was fully man, is also fully God. And he, being present before creation with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit always has existed. He was the author and creator of life. And it says after that, that God raised him from the dead. And this is one of the tenets of all of the sermons in the book of Acts. This is the reason the church started. Jesus died for our sins, and 3 days later, he was raised to life. And they saw him. It says, to this we are witnesses. And then in verse 16, another declaration of how to be saved. And his name, by faith in his name, this has made the man strong. And then look at verse 19. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. And so this is our hope, that when we repent and confess our sins to the Lord, that he sends his Holy Spirit upon us. In the New City Catechism, there are 52 questions and answers for our hearts and our minds, and these are theological questions that give us some language to faith. Question number 30 says, what is faith in Jesus Christ? And the answer is, faith in Jesus Christ is acknowledging the truth of everything that God has revealed in his word, trusting in him, and also receiving and resting on him alone for salvation as he is offered up to us in the gospel. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you on this Resurrection Sunday for the reminder of your resurrection power. You raised Christ Jesus from the dead, the author of life, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns triumphantly. You were, you are, and you forever will be God. And so we place our faith once more in Jesus Christ. We acknowledge the truth of everything that you have revealed about him in your word, and we trust him. We want to trust him more. So Jesus, we entrust ourselves to you today, and we ask that you would help us to rest in you, to receive a time of renewal or refreshing, as it says in the word, from your presence. Fill us with hope and joy and visions of your glory. Remind us that, yes, we are sinners in need of a Savior. And give us true thanksgiving that you have come to save us and to set us free from the condemnation of sin, which leads to death. Thank you for conquering death. Thank you for the salvation that you offer. Lord, we thank you for your church on this day. And as we enter into a week where Vacation Bible School is about to start, we ask, Lord, that this message of salvation would be preached clearly and that the children would come to know you. We pray for those in the youth group, that they too, during Life Week, will understand more clearly what it means to follow you. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.